November 2005, this is Louise Ferguson interviewing Elder Nick Aloakley from the Aleutian Islands.
Akia.
And he's part of the Aleutic tribe people. And today, I was going to ask you about your interest in music. Because I know you said you enjoy live music, and what your taste in music was, and what music, what instruments you can play as well.
I could play accordion, little guitar, and piano. Well, we learned them because, you know, when we have nothing to do, we practice all the time. A lot of times to do that. A lot of us from the village knew how to play accordion and guitar. All learned by ear. Never read no notes. I don't know how to read notes. We just listen to music. We just listen to music and pick it up. That because nobody learned instruments anymore. Got too much other stuff to do, I guess. I used to play for dances in the village, in Old Harbor, because we had no other music. So I used to play and let them dance.
Yeah. Native dancing. Is it native dancing? Eskimo dance?
No.
Just normal dancing?
Yeah, normal dancing. Jitterbug. You know how to jitterbug?
Just a bug. I've never tried. I'd like to. So that's rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, turn around and everything. My favorite singer of Western was Hank Williams.
Oh, Hank Williams, yeah. His son is still making music, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hank Williams Jr. Mm-hmm.
And rock and roll, my favorite was Elvis Presley. He was something else. I don't think everybody out there Elvis.
Elvis. I like Elvis.
Yeah, boy, he carried, his voice was so. Like when he sang that Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Giving me goosebumps.
Yeah.
You could see his voice. Boy, he got a voice that nobody can imitate.
So did you teach yourself? Huh? Did you teach yourself accordion and guitar and piano?
Yeah.
Or did someone teach you?
No, I learned myself. I hear music and I just, I don't know, sounded out an accordion. I learn, and I keep practicing all over and over, sing song.
Yeah. So what music did you listen to start with when you were learning? Was it rock and roll?
No, it was country western. Easier to piano just last year.
Oh, wow.
I was working at the senior center and they had a piano there. And just like accordion. I didn't do anything, I'd think of a song and I'd go over there and start playing it.
Can your sons play any music?
No.
You didn't want to learn?
No.
Too much other distractions?
Just too much hard metal and stuff. No. I don't know how they understand music nowadays. It's not music. Mostly hollering.
There's some good music around, I think.
Yeah, some are okay.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
There's still some good country and western, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. It's quite popular in Alaska, I think.
Yeah, most of the people in Alaska are all country.
Yeah. So did you used to play with friends in a group?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a couple of friends that play. They take turns. I used to play all night.
They used to just make it up and improvise.
Yeah. And my friend would play guitar, follow the accordion. And I would do that. He would play accordion, I'd play the guitar. And when I get drunk, sing.
Yeah. Have a drink.
That was fun.
Did you mostly just sing songs you knew, or did you make up? Did you make up songs?
No, what we heard.
Have you ever listened to much like native music, or is it you haven't really ever?
No,
it doesn't seem to be much of a kind of movement of people like all playing music together. I think it seems like dancing, Eskimo dancing, is much more important than like playing instruments.
Yeah, it's so hard to put English words to Aleut.
Yeah.
Really hard. You gotta make it sound good. Hard. It's like now. Teaching these princes, and they start to kind of make up music like You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It took us a long time to get it good.
Into a liturg. Yeah, to get all the rhyming right. Mm-hmm. Must be difficult.
Getting the words right. Some English words I can't say me now.
You are my sunshine. You are my sunshine.
They're probably singing down New Zealand.
Yeah. That's Hank Williams, isn't it? Hank Williams, or not? You are my
sunshine. I don't know who's saying
that. So, is there any time when lots of people get together and play music to celebrate anything? Or?
There used to be before.
Yeah?
But not anymore.
What did they used to do then?
Get together with, who can sing better, who can play accordion. A couple of my friends, or they could play guitar, they can pick and one of them could play that, like Chet Atkins. That good guitar.
No. Did you have your own guitar and accordion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they expensive?
Some people do. Some old-timers do the mandolin and all that.
Oh, yeah. That, even what, the generation before you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So, was it even more, was music even more popular before your generation?
Yeah, before, yeah.
And they play mandolin and still accordion and guitar as well? Uh-huh.
There's a lot of them play there. That's why I got interested, actually, listening to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that language, I guess you can, if you're here long enough, you can pick it up.
Yeah. Just by ear, yeah. So you listening to the elders, was it elders? Did elders play?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't teach you?
No, they didn't want to teach nobody. Everybody learned themselves. Just practicing. You know what we used to use? We used to use the tub.
Yeah, like wash tubs.
Yeah.
Wash it.
Put a stick.
Yeah.
A stick there and put a string down to the middle.
Yeah.
And use it as a base.
Oh, wow. Wicked. That worked, did it?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a base.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, double basses are really nice instruments, actually. Yeah. Could you make different intonations with the
pulling that stick?
That's so cool.
A lot of them used to play spoons.
Spoons?
Yeah.
On the guitar? Or
no,
on
the music.
Well, just drumming, kind of.
Yeah.
Drumming with spoons.
No, you take two spoons.
Get really good at doing different beats and and on the different parts of the body.
Yeah, on
all right.
The knees.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, really getting into it.
Yeah. Did you used to do that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just have fun and laugh, you know. You make a mistake, you just laugh about it. Try again.
Yeah, that's all good. So big noise and lots of drumming and wow, yeah. I like the idea of the bass though, that's really cool. Well, anything else?
Yeah, washboard. Washboard. Old washboard. Stick a sticker spoon. Scrape it.
Yeah, I saw a bluegrass band the other day and the guy had a tie. It was like a washboard. So he was just like And it was just like up here. It was kind of strange. Not anymore. Do you still play sometimes with your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty many of them play anymore. All my friends are gone that played. They died.
Yes. Yeah, it's the same. I play cello.
Yeah.
I play cello.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And that's, I've left it for about a year, so now I can't, play so well, but yeah, it's definitely good fun.
You gotta practice all that.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. How much is an accordion? Are they expensive? Gold-plated accordion.
I think it's pretty good one for probably 800, something like that.
Yeah.
I've got an accordion now, but I don't like the sound. It's too high.
Too? Is it? How do you tune an accordion? How do you keep it in tune? How do you adjust the pitch? Like, the guitar, you have the pegs to adjust the pitch to make it in tune. With an accordion...
No, you don't. Sometimes when you get too old, they just lose the tune and they're not good anymore. I guess you could tune the piano, but... I like playing piano better now because being accordion, you have a string, you have to pull more.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort of that.
Some accordion are heavy.
You get to sit down when you play piano.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I've kind of had water.
I'm fine. I've drunk too much coffee already. It's about your dad being a reindeer herder.
Mm-hmm.
So he really loved doing it.
Oh yeah.
So did you used to eat a lot of reindeer?
Mm-hmm. It's a great thing.
So these, I was going to ask you about these
petroglyphs. Sure, just keep that intact.
Is that Arenda there? How do you say it?
Petroglyphs.
So are these quite common? Are they, you can, what are they carved into normally? Is it rock faces?
No,
or?
On a certain places you find I'll keep our intact and that's an apartment for the old village. Inside the rock.
And where's that? Halitak.
Quick.
Do you know how it's spelled?
I don't know. I used to go there, I used to fish on it.
Mm.
I used to run back.
Wow.
The salmon.
Is he?
No.
So they are carved into rock.
Yeah, they're carved into the rock.
And do they normally tell a story, or are they normally about?
There has to be some meaning in it. Maybe be that.
So each picture has a specific meaning.
Yes.
Do they sometimes tell stories?
Yeah.
Are there people, like specific people, who draw them, or does anyone draw them?
You know, people that put them in the rock and they're trying to tell us something.
But there are some people who are good at it better than others at doing it. So do they still get carved now? Are there new ones? Like, do people make new ones? Or is it just old?
Nobody does that anymore.
How old would they be?
I don't know. A long time.
Who taught your dad how to herd reindeer? Who taught your dad how to herd reindeer?
Oh, there's one guy. They had people from around the northern part. They had to teach him. He had to come up and learn. And after he learned, he taught them. My dad.
Where were they from? Where were they from?
Somewhere around. You better read it. She's in there, I think.
Scandinavian reindeer herders.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So would your father have been taught by them?
Yeah.
They never taught you?
No. I learned just being around my dad.
Yeah. So you do know how to herd reindeer?
Yeah.
Did you want to take a break before Minnie turns up? Do you want to just take a break and finish? So you have 10 minutes. Have a rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Everything's on site A.